This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The famous DJV program is on the air Thursday, December the 2nd. I'm Doug Steffen, back in my own backyard, literally, after spending a week traveling around and having a good time doing this, that, and the other thing, seeing a portion of the world that I hadn't seen before. It's always good to be able to do that, but it's always nice to kind of get back and settle in. The things, I was just going through the mail, and I got a Christmas present from a very dear friend who knows that I like to wear bathrobes. I have lots of big collection of bathrobes. And it's a American flag as a bathrobe. And it's kind of bright and cheery and that sort of thing. And it caught me by surprise because, as is the case with a lot of American flags, they're not made in America, they're made in China. Which is kind of a, you know, it's... back to what hello we're talking about, but I appreciate the sentiment, and I certainly will wear the bathrobe, especially when I'm around him, because he will get a large charge out of it. But if you are getting, I got my first Christmas card too. Well, is it too early to send Christmas cards?
We're in the well, people first... are sending them early because they're afraid about the mail delays and stuff. I haven't sent any out.
I have fear-based things.
Early.
No, we're now in this.
It's
not fear-based thinking. This is just how the mail works. The mail is a lot slower now than it used to be.
Mm-hmm. I know I sent payment for a tractor in the mail, and it still hasn't gotten there yet.
Right. So how is that fear-based thinking? That's reality.
I don't know. I just think, I'm afraid if I don't send it early, it won't get there.
Well, if you want to send a Christmas card and have it get there, Captain Curmudgeon, I know this is your season to be curmudgeon-y, but, you know, some people are concerned about that.
But even regardless of the mail, it's not early. It's December now. We're here. It's arrived.
Hooray! Has everybody gotten their Christmas shopping done?
No, I haven't even started. I haven't even started.
Yeah? All right. Well, I think sometimes I don't know what to do for Christmas. Because I don't like, it's not that I don't like Christmas, but I don't like buying gifts for people because I don't think that, I don't want to get something that they won't like or they won't use. So I generally will give money to people just because I think that they can use it more appropriately for themselves. You decide what you want. Now, maybe that takes the excitement out of it, but I think at a certain age, you don't necessarily look for excitement, do you? Do you get excited, Victoria, over the Christmas gifts that either your mother gives to you or your husband gives to you?
I'm really not. I'm definitely much more in the category of I love giving gifts. And so I don't really care what I get. I just am so much more into finding, like, the perfect gift for someone. I love that. Mm-hmm. I really don't, honestly, like everyone always says, well, what do you want? I'm like, I don't care. I really don't, you know, if I need something, I just buy it for myself.
Well,
but I really love getting great gifts for people.
Mm-hmm. And so, okay.
Yeah, especially when you get to put thought into something. Or this person didn't ask you specifically for this gift, but you heard them talking about it or they had conversations about this.
Exactly.
So you know it's a winner. You know they're going to love it and they didn't even ask for
that.
It. That's a great feeling.
Yep.
All right, so the issues of the day, the events of the day, the people that people are talking about, certainly a lot of conversation about all of the Republican appointees to the Supreme Court gives all the liberals something to grouse about, and there is some concern. It's not clear, though, what really is going on here. There is it a real attempt to overturn Roe v. Wade, and if that's the case, what do they do? Do they, you know, they say, oh, it's not, the court's not political, which is baloney.
Yeah, right.
It is political. And if you do this, what do you risk? What is the party? What is somebody who's really smart saying to these people whispering in their ears? If you do this, in my opinion, you risk losing the next couple of rounds of election. And then it's going to be, somebody's going to reintroduce it. It'll be recodified. So you're not really gaining anything except people who like to get on this horse and ride it. It isn't productive. That's the way I look at it anyway. So it's kind of a non-starter when it comes to conversation. One of the things that I noticed, and this was all over the LA Times yesterday when I was in Los Angeles seeing all of the smash and grab thieves that are going into the malls everywhere. It started in San Francisco, I think, didn't it? It's been in California. Has this been going on where you are in Nashville? Anything like this going on down there, Jay, or where you are in New Jersey?
No, pretty much the local news is taken up with a missing child from earlier in the, like a few months ago, earlier in the summer. That's the biggest local news thing. There's really nothing about the smash and grabs.
We haven't heard about that either here, but the warning that we've got in our area in New Jersey is high-end car thefts are really on the rise. And so that's been, that's kind of dominating the local news. But we also don't have, I mean, right in our area, we don't necessarily have a high-end mall. So, I don't know that it would really, I mean, what are you going to steal from Macy's? Everything's $5 on sale anyway. I don't know. I just don't think it's that enticing. Like the high-end stuff that they're going after in California, that makes more sense. But I think in our area, there are a lot of high-end vehicles, and that's really if I had a high-end vehicle, I'd be much more concerned about that than the mall.
If Jennifer were here, which she's not today, one of the things we probably would have talked about is the fact that the first known case of Omicron has been identified in California. A traveler returning from South Africa who has been fully vaccinated, interestingly, mild symptoms, but this does, from all that I've read and understood about this, excuse me, this is not something that is going to, I'll fool you with my voice, is not going to kill you.
Go ahead, clear. I know, I've had the same thing. I don't know where it's coming from.
In like the last hour, too.
Yeah, I don't know where it's coming from. It happens to me all the time now. It's so bizarre.
The voices, crap.
Yeah, like they're just
I did some commercials. When I was in Hawaii this week, I did some commercials and some what they call promo liners for the radio station that I was, the Star 94.3. And as I was listening back to them, I thought to myself, I said to Larry, does my voice sound hoarse to you? And he said, yeah, a little bit. And this was something, sometimes my voice doesn't have any indication. I've sounded the same for 50, 60 years. But now, every once in a while with this stuff, my voice sounds like it's cracking. And I think you listen to it so much in your headset, you don't hear the difference, frankly. But anyway, so meanwhile, back at the Omicron tent here, the resident from San Francisco had been in South Africa, and as I said, the symptoms are going to be cold-like from what I've read. So that's one of the reasons that I think people are being a little more cautious about getting all worked up about it, even though countries like Israel have shut down. Shut the borders. If you can't, you're in, you're staying. If you're not in, you can't get in. That's it. And my friend Uri Geller said a couple of weeks they'll have figured out what to do, because I was going to go over there during the Christmas week to celebrate his birthday, but I canceled the trip because I'm not going to play with that. And I hope that the airlines are not as irresponsible as to let people book trips, go over there, and once they're there, they're stuck. They're required to be in quarantine for 10 days. So that means you go to a hotel, you stay there, and they'll make sure to enforce it. So, you know, and I think sometimes the airlines just they grab the money and they don't go through when I booked the trip on American, and nobody said anything to me. It wasn't until I grabbed it and said, okay, I'm going to reverse the charge, and they did it. But they at first said, well, we're going to give you a credit. I said, no, I'm not, because this was an expensive ticket. I'm not taking a credit. I mean, I'll use it up pretty quickly with the number of times of going back and forth to the West Coast, but that's not what I want. So I guess the bottom line is, if you're planning a trip, make sure, A, that you've been vaccinated, and B, that you understand what the policy is if you're going outside the country, what the policies of these countries, and a lot of them haven't made up their mind yet because they still don't think this is a big deal, which is something I think that is, but I mean, it still is going to get the attention of all of the news media. What's phony Fauci been saying about this? You ladies seen him? Is he? I'm sure he's doing a lot of television interviews, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
He said that it's, you know, it's the last I'd heard about what he said was, you know, that the vaccines have, there is a level of protection that the vaccines provide. If you're boosted, you've got even more protection. And then the last thing I heard him say was that, you know, he wouldn't be surprised if it's in multiple states, and now it is. So that's pretty much it. I haven't heard anything else. It's, you know. I think President Biden today is meeting with the not the task force, but his advisors with COVID. And I think he's going to have a press conference maybe today with whatever the plan will be.
Well,
because in the winter time, it's going to be, you know, worse usually.
They're going to extend the mask requirements on travelers, trains, airplanes, buses. I get so tired of listening to the pilots because I fly a lot, give you the same stuff. And I can tell they're tired of I'm telling everybody what they have to do it because that's part of the policy.
Well, I mean, how many people don't know how to use a seatbelt? It's been like, what, 60 years of air travel
and people still
show people
how to do
that.
Right?
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
So what's adding in a mask thing? Everyone tunes it out anyway.
Yeah. Apparently, as part of today's announcement, they're going to have insurance reimbursement for at-home testing. So does that mean they're going to provide test kits, or are you going to get the government to pay for the test kits? I'm not sure.
I don't know, but the at-home test kits are expensive. So if you are being forced to test by your company, you shouldn't have to pay for that out of pocket. But I don't know who. Yeah, but then you get into the question of, well, should the companies have to pay for it? I don't know. Didn't you say in your local police in Framingham have to pay out of pocket, or wasn't there some controversy about testing?
I think it wasn't in Framingham. I think it was the county sheriffs or something had to pay for it, or the stateies. But yeah, I mean, that's part of, you want a job here to make sure that you're safe, and we're going to require you to get tested, and we're not paying for it. I think that's happened. I know the airline, I remember early on a pilot complaining. I heard him, I was actually involved in a conversation with him. The company wasn't going to pay. They require you to get the shots, but they weren't going to pay if you didn't want to get the shots for the COVID testing. Is that legitimate? I mean, the people who run American are cheap as could be anyway, so that doesn't surprise me about them. But I think forward, if especially in an era where you're having a hard time finding employees, you want to make it as easy as possible. And what does it cost? Most companies, well, I shouldn't know, companies over 100 or over 500, I don't know what the size is, have their own medical connections usually. And under the circumstances, do you then provide that as a service if you want to have people stay working for you? If you don't want to have people stay working for you and you require them to have a test and you don't pay for it, you know, a lot of people say, okay, I'm not doing that, I'm going somewhere else.
Every company is different. A friend of mine works for a private equity firm in the city, and they just have a bowl full of, you know, rapid tests that are expensive, but all the employees just take them home.
Right.
So it just depends, really, where you work.
19 after the hour.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto parts, better prices every day.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe with Exergen.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. and I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Trending things should include what the specials are for Cyber Week, or are we beyond that? I think we're kind of getting beyond the Christmas thing, as was indicated by the conversation I just had about what you're buying or cards. Is it too early, et cetera, et cetera? Are you really excited? Do we need to be excited about the holiday season? All right, so those are questions we can deal with. Maybe not now, but at some point. We are specifically dealing with personalities and personnel in our social media trending circumstance, situation, if you will. Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, and Jay's in charge of that. She's at the front and center of our attention right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
All right, Jay, let's get to this online petition asking journalists to stop interviewing the Smiths. Why?
Yeah, this is great. So at Change.org.
Why are they interviewing them, number one? And then why do they want them to stop interviewing them?
Well, Will Smith and Jada Pinkett have been very vocal over the last how many months about everything in their lives. They're almost oversaturated. They are talking about their sex lives. They are talking about their marriage. They are talking about family stuff. So
I'm
much
over it. I'm over it. I get it.
So is everybody else. And
it's like, we get it. You know,
the thing
like
that's
enough.
Even better about this petition itself were a lot of the comments on the petition. Like one user said, "Everything I learn about this couple is against my will." Another user said, "We are all exhausted." One user said, "Not everything has to be public knowledge." And Will has, he had King Richard that was just out. He has a memoir called Will that was recently released where he talks about so much, including a psychosomatic reaction to having fun with other ladies, and it is too much. Everybody is like, I didn't need to know that fact about Will Smith. Please make it stop.
Yeah, it's a lot. It's like, okay, we know you guys have been through it. You're still together, and that's great. But, yeah, it's kind of like time to move on. Now, I do think, though, what Jada does with Red Table Talk is really good. That's important dialogue and really good guests and stuff. So I kind of wish the focus was more on what she's doing with the TV show rather than just constantly about them as a couple.
And didn't we already know for years that they had an open marriage before?
Yeah, it was always
they
rumored.
That's old news.
So, yeah. But anyway, everybody is pretty much like, we're done. Can you just not talk about your lives for a little bit? And can we ask that all the journalists stop interviewing them? We don't want to know anything else about this couple. We are done.
Yeah.
All right, now, is that the case with Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez?
No, opposite.
Shut your face. We are here for this.
Yeah, that's the opposite of 2.0.
All right, so Ben says he's grateful for second chances. I would think if he really loves Jennifer Lopez. How many people get a second chance like this, though, under circumstances?
Not many
people. And he talks about second chances both in his personal life with everything he's dealt with as well as love, and pointed out that not many people get second chances, period, on any level, let alone the way he has.
Yeah. So that's kind of a good thing. Think about that. And in the terms of your daily what are you thankful for routine, have you had second chances and how have they turned out? That's good food for thought. 28 past the hour.
I am Robert Strickler. My wife Joyce and I have been married for 53 years. Certainly one of the really important things in my life are our children and our grandchildren. I am essentially a writer. I've been involved in communications and the media. I've been an avid fly fisherman for at least 40 or more years. I've been taking Prevagen on a regular basis for at least 8 years. For me, the greatest benefit over the years has been that Prevagen seems to help me recall things and also think more clearly, have a crisper ability to remember and think through things. And I enthusiastically recommend Prevagen. It has helped me an awful lot.
Prevagen, healthier brain, better life. Robert Strickler is a content contributor for Prevagen and real user. Based on a clinical study of subgroups of individuals who are cognitively normal or mildly impaired, this product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
This holiday season at Ulta Beauty, we're celebrating with a little more spritzing and a lot more gifts with purchase. A little more splurging on yourself and a lot more gift sets to give. With faves like Ariana Grande's R.E.M. and Yves Saint Laurent Y for Men, we've got all the fragrances to wrap up your list with style. And now you can buy online and pick up the very same day to make holiday shopping even easier. Celebrate a little more this holiday season and cross a lot more off your list. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Finally, a bed that senses snoring and automatically responds. Meet the Ergo Smart Base from Tempur-Pedic. Our first system that detects snoring, then automatically adjusts by raising the bed. Get your best sleep all night, every night. Now, save up to $500 on select adjustable mattress sets during a Tempur-Pedic Black Friday event. Get full.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The first known case of the COVID Omicron variant in the United States has been detected in San Francisco, California. Dr. Grant Colfax is the director of health for the city and county of San Francisco.
They had received a full dose of the Moderna vaccine, but no booster.
Dr. Anthony Fauci, Wednesday from the White House lectern.
The individual was a traveler who returned from South Africa on November the 22nd and tested positive on November the 29th. The individual is self-quarantining, and all close contacts have been contacted, and all close contacts thus far have tested negative.
Major League Baseball in America could be on hold for a while. The owners locked out the players after the collective bargaining agreement expired at midnight last night, leading to Major League Baseball's ninth work stoppage, and first since 1995. Thanks for listening. We appreciate it. We are USA Radio News.
It may feel like age is just a number, but the fact is, even if you're healthy and active, your immune system weakens as you get older. And if you're 65 or older, you're at an increased risk for potentially serious illnesses like pneumococcal pneumonia. One way to help protect yourself is to get immunized against vaccine-preventable diseases like pneumococcal pneumonia. Dr. Jorge Gomez shares more on behalf of the American Lung Association.
Pneumococcal pneumonia is a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. Adults 65 or older are over 10 times more likely to be hospitalized with pneumococcal pneumonia than adults 18 to 49. You may also be at increased risk if you have certain chronic health conditions such as asthma, diabetes, or heart disease. If you're 65 or older, vaccination can help prevent pneumococcal pneumonia.
This flu season, visit lung.org/pneumococcal and talk to your doctor or pharmacist about pneumococcal vaccination.
After President Biden assured America the supply chain crisis was going to end when he got one of the shipping ports in California to run operations 24/7, the president on Wednesday has changed his tune and says only Santa Claus can make deliveries on time.
If you watch the news recently, you might think the shelves in all our stores are empty across the country, that parents won't be able to get presents for their children on holidays this holiday season. But here's the deal. For the vast majority of the country, that's not what's happening. I've also spoken with the CEOs of UPS and FedEx, which are on track to deliver more packages than ever. Now, I can't promise that every person will get every gift they want on time. Only Santa Claus can keep that promise.
Another crisis on President Biden's plate is the growing violence in American cities. Since some lawmakers continue to push the defund the police movement and demand for justice reform, the side effect is empowering criminal behavior. Indianapolis Federation of Police President Rick Snyder on Fox News, tell us what he's seeing on his streets.
Yeah, what we're consistently reminded of is that our officers are doing their jobs, but it's a broken revolving door of criminal justice on the backside of that process that's really contributing to this, especially as it relates to repeat violent offenders. And so what we're consistently seeing and hearing from our American law enforcement officers is that until we close that door, none of this is really going to improve.
I'm Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILING them.com.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, second day of December, excuse me, with the Dougster and with Victoria and Jay. Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Jay Kirshner. Ever notice how it's easier to fall in love and to be fallen in love with when you're busy? The ladies have just been talking about the entire, we mentioned Ben and Jennifer in the trending segment a few minutes ago, and so after that, the lady started talking. I'm listening to them as I'm doing some other things here. And I was thinking about the second
We're
chance.
We're big fans
stuff.
Of Bennifer.
Yeah. Never
Jay and I are huge fans of Bennifer 2.0.
Yeah. So,
it's great.
It's nice. It's kind of fun to be focused on things like that instead of some of the other stuff that we, you know, we find in front of us, like the story from Munich today. There was a bomb that was left over from World War II. You'd think after all these years, I remember when I visited England in 1966 for the first time when I was in college, there had been a bomb that exploded from, remember, it's only 20 years after World War II was over. So there was a church, excuse me, it wasn't St. Paul's, but it was around that part, it was East End of London, which was at that time still undergoing a lot of construction to rebuild the city. Remember, the city of London was completely destroyed by the Germans in World War II. Not much left. And so, over on the East End, when they were digging, excavating, and building and rebuilding, an excavator hit a bomb and blew the excavator up, killed the driver, the operator, and left a huge hole in the ground. And it was, you know, they had done a lot of work in London to find all the bombs that dropped but didn't explode. And this is one they didn't find. So now here's another one from Munich. This happened, I guess, yesterday, I think, right? The smoke was seen rising from the site. Construction site for a new commuter train line is what happened. But apparently they still find a lot of these bombs all around Germany. And it's been 76 years now since the end of the war. It's just they sometimes defuse them, sometimes they dispose of them, and sometimes they blow up. This was a 550-pound bomb that was found during drilling work for this new line. I wouldn't want to be a construction. How do you deal with that, right? I mean, think about it. You never know that this was an American bomb that was dropped over Munich. And so, you know, the Americans were to blame? Hello? I don't think so. I think the Nazis and Hitler were the ones to blame. They started it.
But why were bombs... One thing I'm confused about with this story, why are bombs buried? Like, did they bury it and thought, like, when the war was over and they thought, oh, we'll just bury it and it'll be fine, it'll stay there forever?
No, they went into the ground and they never exploded. They didn't. They would drop on the ground when all the rubble was on top of them.
Oh, it fell. Oh, okay. So this fell from a plane and just didn't detonate. Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Right.
All
right. Yeah, yeah.
It's so weird that it would detonate all these years later.
Mm-hmm. One of the things that was responsible for, remember I've told you the story about my great uncle Dudley, for whom I am named, commander of the USS Wahoo, sunk more Japanese tonnage in the first half of the Second World War than any other sub in the Pacific Fleet. And he was, they were sent out in 1943 with a load of Dud torpedoes. So when they were pursuing the Japanese in the straits between Japan and Russia, the Japanese got the, you know, they got them dead to right because they couldn't defend themselves. And so that's when they were lost. There were a whole bunch of Dud torpedoes that came from, I don't remember, it was General Electric who was making most of the torpedoes at that time. And it was...
Isn't that wild that they make our ovens and they also made torpedoes?
Yeah,
They make my microwave and... Yeah. It's wild.
Well, that's how they got started making jet engines, by making the engines that propelled the torpedoes. That's what the engines, they had little motors, torpedoes had little motors on them, and when they were discharged, and they still do, torpedoes and submarines, they have little engines that propel the torpedoes. Now, how else are you going to get them from the sub to the ship? That's it, right? You see little engines like a fan blade.
Oh, yeah.
Now, like a little ship, in fact, that's what it really is. So, okay, Federal Reserve considering pulling back economic support sooner as the threat of high inflation has grown. So who's worried about inflation? A lot of people are, because especially we're seeing it at Christmas time when prices are inflated anyway. You know, you think that you're getting a deal, right?
Right.
Black Friday, all of this stuff, these big, well, I'll tell you a little secret. And maybe it isn't a secret. Maybe you're smart enough to realize that you're being had here. These people are not doing this so that they can lose money. And so you talk about a 50% reduction or 10%, whatever it is. That's always built into the price of the product that they're selling to begin with. And so when you see all of these deals, many, if not most of them, especially the Amazon type stuff, they bought so much of that product, they bought it at deep discount, so they can, as they say, pass the savings along to you. But usually the manufacturer, and I guess MyPillow is a pretty good example of that, if I can use that these days, of having a lot of product and selling it. But remember what it cost them, and I just take MyPillow. If they can sell the stuff off as they do, if they charge you $69 for it at retail, but they can sell it to you from the factory for $19.95, what do you think it costs them to make it, really and truly? And this is not a bad. I'm just telling you that's the way it works. Many times, especially the more modern the techniques for manufacturing things, the fewer humans, the more robots and that sort of stuff that get used to make things, then, you know, the costs go way, way down. And if it costs them $10 to make one of those pillows, I'd be surprised. I don't think it costs that. And by the way, I came up with something not long ago. I'm trying to remember whether it was on the air or off the air that I was talking about the cost of something that I found in an auto store, like spark plugs. It costs 10 cents to make one because they make them out of the old, they take the metal that comes from manufacturing. It comes from companies that make machines to make machines. So the slag that comes out of making those machines are what they use to make the base of the... Is this too intricate? Is this too complex? To make
I'm
the
a
bottom
little,
of
yeah,
the,
I think oh, I just oh, left. Yeah. I think I left my body. what are we talking about?
Well, I just was talking about how it's inexpensive to make a lot of things.
Right.
And, you know, you think that Mark...
And then there was something about machines and slag or something, and then
well,
I lost you.
Well, I was talking about how little it costs to make a spark plug.
Oh, okay.
Cars have to have spark plugs if it's a gas engine. Mm-hmm. And so the spark plug is very inexpensive to make, like 10 cents. And yet when you go to an auto parts store, you pay $3.29 for a new spark plug. But it costs 10 cents to make it. The public will accept, because they don't know what it costs, it's what the traffic will bear. Right? And that's pretty much, it's not usually what it costs you to make something. It's what people are willing to pay for it
right.
that determines what the price is.
Yeah.
And the best example of that, if you watch Shark Tank, oftentimes you hear the people that are in there, Mr. Wonderful says, well, what's the real price for making this stuff? And, you know, they're selling it for $20 and it costs them 70 cents. And Mr. Wonderful gets all excited about that because, wow, we're going to make more money.
Yeah.
At it.
He rubs his hands together. He's like, oh, I love that.
Yeah. Anyway, so we were talking about the Fed backing away from influencing prices and whether that's going to change. I think the bottom line here to this information is that this is a transitory time, and even though the inflation rate is a problem now, and Biden has said this, and I think you can see it, that things calm down next year because there's going to be a lot more product. We've gone back to manufacturing, during the pandemic, ran out of everything. So that's what causes inflation, plus the government spending so much money that it doesn't have. That's a big factor in the inflation problem itself. But under the circumstances, when we get back to steadily increasing the supply, unless we've got some other stupid thing that happens that screws things up, then you'll see the inflation slowly taper back again. But for buying things, I think it's been very clear that the prices, the bargains were not there during this past week or so, and they aren't going to be there because there's a huge hole in the supply chain. And, you know, that's what's causing, as much as anything else, the prices to be crazy. And the prices are crazy. It's back to the basics, like gasoline. But what's the cost for a loaf of... I don't even know, because I don't pay attention to this. When I buy a loaf of bread, I go buy a loaf of bread. But a lot of times people use that, what it costs for milk and things. You ladies are probably going to the supermarket all the time, or the food store, to get things. Are you noticing... You know, the stories are that prices are way up. Are they really, in your experience? Jay, how often do you go to the grocery store?
The husband does the shopping, so
I'm not sure
how high the prices have gotten. It seems like they've been normal from what I see on the receipts, though.
Really? So you look at the receipts, you actually look at them? Really?
No, don't tell me that, Doug.
I honestly don't know the answer. The last couple times, either we use Instacart, which they add on their own, you know, their own tax or whatever, so like the prices aren't really the same. I don't really know. I think we might be at the grocery store today. Lewis has done the shopping the last, like, chunk of times since this inflation talk has been, you know, circulating, so I'm not really sure. I'll ask
him.
All
right. Yeah. I'm just curious.
We have gone to the farmers. We go to the farmers market for our produce every Saturday. And those prices have not gone up.
They haven't. Okay. All right. In a moment, Barbara Streisand note if you get the pun. Don't forget how Calitrin works to keep you. This is something, this is a real consideration. I say this, and I almost want to, when I start these conversations about Calitrin, to say, please listen carefully to what I'm about to tell you, because what I'm about to tell you, years from now, you will thank me for, especially if you have been in need of losing weight and you haven't because you haven't found something that really suits you, so you're not dealing with it. This suits everybody, and it works for pretty much everybody. They get an 86% success rate, and right now is the time to be taking the offensive, not waiting until after the first of the year when you'll hear all the commercials. Go to the gym. Go on a diet. Use Weight Watchers, all that stuff. We encounter that every single year. But this Calitrin program is something you can get on, be successful with, and stay on it year in and year out. That's what I do. They don't recommend that. I just tell you that's what I'm doing, whether because of all the benefit. Right now, at toploss.com, their website, you can get an unlimited BOGO deal, specials using the DJV code, plus you don't have to pay for shipping. Maybe this would be a nice thing. You know, do you do things like this for Christmas? Do you give people presents like this, or is that... Yeah, you're basically telling somebody that they're fat.
Yeah.
Right?
It's a slippery slope.
Yeah, it is. But it's a thought. Anyway, check it all out. Toploss.com is the website, DJV code, to get the natural way to lose weight and keep it off. It does work.
Even though all Peace Corps volunteers returned home last year due to the pandemic, the agency is now working to return to service and is actively recruiting volunteers from backgrounds that have historically been underrepresented. The Peace Corps believes that its volunteers are international cultural ambassadors of the U.S. and that it's important for them to actually reflect the nation's diversity. To learn more or to connect with a recruiter, visit PeaceCorps.gov. That's PeaceCorps.gov. COVID-19 vaccines are overwhelmingly safe and highly effective. Yet misinformation and myths continue to sow doubt. That's according to the American Medical Association, which adds that 99% of all COVID-19-related deaths during the latest wave were among patients who weren't fully vaccinated. The group urges anyone who might have questions to speak with their physician and to visit GetVaccineAnswers.org for more fact-based information. That's GetVaccineAnswers.org.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner.
All right, I wanted to spend a minute with Barbra Streisand, who's going to sing Stephen Sondheim tunes at the Grammys. But there's some late-breaking info on this 15-year-old kid. Now, it appears, ladies, the parents bought the gun for him.
That is the latest thing that is coming out now. What's even more concerning about buying your 15-year-old a gun... it was a gift from his father, because initially we thought that he took the gun. But even more concerning than that is that the parents were called to the school that morning because they wanted to have a meeting about their son's concerning behavior. So clearly this kid had lots of issues, and and it's not surprising.
The parents have issues.
And they bought this kid a gun, knowing that he had issues.
Gunga munga.
They'll be charged.
All right, 10 before the hour.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Folks, looks like food shortages are here and gonna stick around. Supply chains are breaking down, and inflation is back with a vengeance. It's all part of the shortage economy. What used to be unthinkable is now in the headlines. Are you ready? Do you currently have a stockpile of emergency food at home? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com today, and you'll find an emergency food kit that's right for you and your family. My Patriot Supply is the largest preparedness company in America, serving millions of families like yours. Pick up a 3-month food kit that stays fresh for up to 25 years in proper storage. The meals in the kit provide over 2,000 delicious calories a day. That's important when you need to survive. Order from MyPatriotSupply.com and your food will ship fast in unmarked boxes to protect your privacy. Don't wait for permission or more empty store shelves. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
T3 after the hour now on the DJV program. It's Chuck time, even though Chucker's not here today. Movie Moments are focused on a chance to stay in the Home Alone house. Oh, this is something I'm really excited about because there's nothing I'd rather do than go to Chicago and stay in that home where that little worm Macaulay Culkin threw paint cans at the other guys in that first movie. All right.
First of all, the pictures are unbelievable. He was a hero. He was defending his home from invaders.
Okay. All right, anyway, we'll get to this. Stand by, everybody. I'm sure you'll be excited with the conversation that ensues right after this.
I struggled with symptoms like frequent gas and stomach pain for years.
I was bloated all the time with daily diarrhea.
At first, I thought it was what I was eating.
I kept thinking it was stomach issues.
So I did my research and talked to my doctor, and we finally uncovered the truth.
It was actually EPI. Exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, is a condition where your pancreas is unable to help break down your food.
It can lead to symptoms like diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools.
And EPI symptoms can be confused with those of other common digestive conditions, like irritable bowel syndrome, Crohn's, and celiac disease.
So getting to the right diagnosis meant being more open with my doctor about the severity of my symptoms and how often they were happening.
But there's good news. EPI is manageable, so don't wait any longer. Use the symptom checker at identifyepi.com and schedule a visit or call with your doctor to ask,
Could I have EPI? Sponsored by AbbVie.
At Ulta Beauty, we know getting ready for the holidays is what makes the holidays the holidays. That shimmering anticipation in the air, lighting the room with scents of the season, setting the perfect table. But now, it's time for you to get ready with the red lip that says, it's so good to see you, and that gold shadow that makes you sparkle. So let's get ready to celebrate more, because it's moments like these that truly make up the holiday season. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
All right, so Chucker's not around today, but yeah, I wasn't being facetious. Everybody seems to be, I don't know, but everybody, that's a, not a an accurate statement. A lot of people are interested in the new Home Alone movie. I'm listening to you guys talk about it off the air, and it doesn't seem to be...
I'm so disappointed.
Something...
They shouldn't have touched the original. The original is a classic. They should have just left it alone. The new one is so stupid. But this is a really cool story, though, on Airbnb. The house, the actual house that they filmed the exterior shots in, I don't know if they filmed the interiors, but they've really made it look exactly like the movie. It's kind of crazy. You and your family can stay for a night for $25, and you're in the Home Alone house. It's wild. I know you didn't grow up on this movie, and we did.
Yes.
But, yeah, I mean, this has a lot of nostalgia for our generation.
Mm-hmm. So it's worth... How much it costs is an Airbnb.
Yeah.
So what does it cost to stay in the... home that was done, that was used for Home Alone. The first
it's only
movie.
$25 for the night. It's a special promotion.
Why?
That they're doing. Well, because it's a promotion that they're doing through Disney to promote the new movie, Home Sweet Home Alone. And then they're also, I think it's tied in with a charity as well. There's some sort of charitable component to this as well. But, it's cool.
All kinds
you get
of
the
extras.
Whole...
It has a trimmed Christmas tree.
Yeah.
You've got booby traps. You can set aftershave, the mirror you can scream into, all the junk food from the 1990s, mac and cheese. Was that part of the...
Yeah, he made his own mac and cheese dinners.
Mac and cheese.
Because he was home alone, so he had to eat something.
So there is a meet and greet with a tarantula. That sounds charming, right? A Lego Home Alone kit. You can bring that home with you after you spent the night there. Anyway... So you go, obviously you got to get to Chicago if you want to do it, but hey, if you like that sort of thing. I just never liked it. But you, as you pointed out, I don't have the real story. I just remember seeing all the promo. I don't know. The ideas that are given to children, like in this circumstance, taking a paint can and hitting Joe Pesci in the head with it. Or
he
was the other actor named Stern?
They were burglars. They were breaking into his home, and he said, my parents are gone. I have to defend my home. I don't know. I don't blame the kid.
Mm-hmm. No, okay. Good for you.
I think if you honestly, Doug, if you watched it now, the whole thing from beginning to end, you would see what an incredibly sweet, heartwarming movie it is. It really is. It's got a lot of good messaging in it.
You know,
with
I trust
the older
you.
Gentleman that he meets at church, but I like the sequel better when he's in New York.
All right. I'll listen. I trust you. Maybe if I had the opportunity... Sometime on a long plane ride, and I'm really bored because there's nothing else to look at, then I'll read it. All right, I mentioned that Barbara Streisand is going to sing Stephen Sondheim at the Grammys. There were movies that he was responsible for, too, right?
Well, he wrote West Side Story.
West Side Story, that was it. Yeah, yeah.
All right. Music,
59 past the hour on the DJV program for West.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.